The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Welcome to our show.
And welcome to Being Here.
And
Holidays made easy. Yes.
You know, our internet site is transformationmadeeasy.com. Well, the holidays and your life can be easy. It doesn't have to be difficult. There is this thing or phenomena or paradigm, whatever you want to call it, called transformation. And transformation is not a synonym for change. It's a shift in the way you experience living. And it happens outside of time. It happens in an instant of now. It happens between one word and the next. It happens between one step and the next. It is a little bit of magic that can affect your entire life moment by moment, from this moment on, going forward. This show is an opportunity for you to have your life transformed. What it requires is that you get to the current moment of your life. And what will get you there is listening.
Well, you know, you're actually here in this moment.
But you're thinking.
And so your mind precludes you from experiencing that with consistency. And by listening, if that's what you're doing, if you're listening to the show, you may as well listen. And if you actually fully engage to hear what we're saying or our callers are saying from everyone's point of view, it pulls you into the moment. And when you're in the moment, transformation happens in the spaces between words.
That's right. But if you are agreeing with what we're saying, like you already know this, or you're disagreeing, like it doesn't fit what you believe to be true, then you will get to be right, but you will not transform. That's why people stay the same, because they either agree or disagree. They're never really being where they are. They're in thoughts about other things, other times, other places, everything except what's right here, right now.
And it's all just like, it's just like every moment is compared to some moment before, something you know, something you've seen, something you've heard, something you've read. And this is the perfect practice to prepare you for the holidays. You will be seeing people you have known your whole life.
And you will hold them as who they were before this moment, when you met them last, saw them last, spoke to them last, or many years ago they did something that you didn't like, and you've been holding a grudge with them for that forever. So you never really meet this person newly. You are bringing your history into the current moment of your life, which corrupts the current moment. Now look, our approach is not psychotherapeutic, it's anthropological. Anthropologists study cultures non-judgmentally. They notice how a culture functions rather than see whether it's right or wrong or good or bad. And if you treat the way you operate as though you are a culture of one, and you are observing that culture as though you're a scientist, an anthropologist, then you will start to see the way you operate non-judgmentally, and those behaviors that you've been trying to change, putting up with, have been disagreeing with will transform just in your seeing how you're being.
You know, not only do you have your own culture, everybody has their own culture. So even if you're getting together with family members and you haven't seen them for a while, they have had experiences between when you saw them last and when you are seeing them now that adds to their own personal culture. And if you think you know who they are and you think, oh, I'm about to go see Aunt Susie, she's really great, you won't see her. You may not see if she's currently in this moment in distress. And you won't be able to take care of her. Or you will think, oh, I'm going to go see Uncle So-and-so, and he always gets under my skin. And you will have that expectation, and you will be looking for it, and therefore you will recreate it. Because you won't actually see who's there in front of you. So today it's all about being here.
The other thing is this. Transformation is a unique paradigm. It is not something that can be mixed with another paradigm. See, most of us are in the paradigm of change where we are constantly striving to get to a better place than where we are. In the paradigm of transformation, where you are is already the better place. There is no place to get to. It's about being as you are, perfect as you are in the current moment of your life. You cannot mix these two. You can't use transformation if you think that you are broken and need to work on yourself to get better. It's not about getting better with transformation. Transformation is shifting from becoming to being.
And at this time of year, you have real practical examples of that. If we were looking at change versus transformation, change is I'll be happy
when,
which, and happy Hanukkah for those of you who start it tonight. I'll be happy when I give or get those presents.
Oh, we finish each other's sentences, so if I just finished her sentence,
there you go.
I'm supposed to.
Also, I'll be happy when I get all my shopping done. Or I would be happier if there weren't all these crowds.
Or if he didn't interrupt me all the time.
You're so funny. But with with
very nice outfit.
Thank you.
I like the colors.
I thank you very much.
Yeah.
See, transformation isn't about going somewhere.
Pretty
it's about
purple.
Being where you are.
Right.
Purple and blue.
Purple and blue.
And it's, I'm in my
actually,
blue period.
Actually, that's turquoise.
Yeah, I've got a whole range of things going on with me today. I'm sorry, it's not visual, so you can't see it. But you can see us on the Premium Excellence Club. That's where you get the visuals of us. Or if you join the Excellence Club each month, coming up, by the way, the first is coming up, we have videos of the month, so you get a chance to see visuals there. We have a caller. Let's take her, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, let's take her.
Miss Erica.
Hi.
Hi.
A long time no hear from.
I know. It's really good to hear your voices.
It's really good to hear your voice, too. How are you, darling?
I'm doing really well.
Now, where are you today?
Today, I'm in Thousand Oaks, California.
Okay.
California. Are there really a Thousand Oaks in Thousand Oaks?
You know, I haven't counted, but there are trees here that are protected, and you can't, you know, cut them down or build around them and things of that nature. So,
really?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Well, I love this topic because I feel like around this time of year, I tend to get a little off kilter.
You look
get off kilter?
Off kilter. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about the topic this morning of, you know, stress and holidays, and it occurred to me that I may be creating stress around the holidays to avoid feeling like an extra sense of loneliness, almost like around the holidays my life is supposed to look like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Yeah.
You betcha.
And it doesn't.
Uh-huh. Well, then, that's great, because you're normal.
It's funny. our reference points. On Monday night, we did a Holidays Made Easy special event in New York City, and Wendy, who you may know, got up and spoke about how from time to time she feels lonely around the holidays because it doesn't look like a Folgers commercial she saw when she was a kid where, you know, they get together and they have the cup of coffee and everybody's happy and it's all warm, and, you know. So if it doesn't show up like the picture, it evokes this feeling of, you know, it's not perfect.
Right. And I feel like working with you guys, well, I know, working with you guys, you know, I've developed, you know, a full life that I love living. And around the holidays, this filter comes over me. And I guess my question is, how do I fully see what's happening so that I can kind of step back into being me and not feeling this kind of overlay, this uncomfortable overlay?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't try to get away from the overlay. If you realize that the overlay is a gift, you will start to look outside of yourself and see that you're surrounded by lonely people. That doesn't matter how well people seem, that lots and lots of people are lonely.
You know, we used to, or at one point, had we had a couple come and spend some time with us around Christmas one year. And when they left, and everything seemed fine when they were here. When they left, we started arguing and fighting about silly things. And we realized that the veneer was that everything was okay, but under the surface, these folks were really quite disturbed. And when you're around people who are disturbed, you will quite frequently pick up their true feelings the next day. See, the veneer will keep you from it while you're interacting with them, but by the time you're done, something gets moved in you to feel how they really are. And most people are really much less well in themselves, much less satisfied, much less fulfilled than they pretend to be.
And you know, Erica, this is really a time where, of year, where people traditionally think about each other and experience their interconnectedness. So if you're not surprised, if you're not feeling well from time to time, but if you can feel well with your not feeling well,
that's
the connection goes
both ways.
Right. You're giving them permission to be well.
To be okay in themselves.
The other thing is, most of us have this weird idea that we can love and be loved by a finite number of people. So we don't allow ourselves to have these flashes of deep intimacy with people who are random strangers. Like, for instance, Shai and I, on Monday, we were in the city early and we had a bunch of appointments, and one of the appointments we had was a haircut. And we were downtown and we had just enough time to walk to the appointment if we really moved. And we could use the aerobics. We wanted to do that, so we did. And as we were rushing up the street, we were simultaneously being there. And one of the things that happens around about this time of year is you have the Salvation Army out ringing those little bells and having their red pots, and, you know, they're dressed up and they're doing their thing to gather money for Salvation Army. But on one street corner, there was this one gal, and she's playing holiday music at her pot, and she was dancing, like really dancing full tilt to gather people's attention and also to gather donations. And I have to say, I did not donate to her pot going by because we were moving at a clip, but I was so touched by how she wasn't treating this job as a job. She was really, really there for it, as if that moment mattered. And I allowed myself to experience her, to be touched by her. It was like this burst of love. I will never see her again. She doesn't know I exist. And yet, it was a meaningful exchange for me. And you can have a day that's filled with meaningful exchanges if you're there for them.
Yeah.
The other thing is this, Erica, as much as you love your family, you've got history with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that history not only includes the good things, it includes the things that you've held against them, the things they've done or not done, for years.
Yeah.
And you
that really that, resonates.
Yeah, really. And you bring that history as though you know who this person is. Oh, that's Dad. You know, the way Dad is. Well, maybe you don't know the way Dad is. Maybe Dad would show up differently if you stopped treating him as Dad and start seeing the man that's there.
Yeah.
You know, that was something that also was spoken about on Monday night. Joe, who's a fellow who comes, he's a lawyer. He works for a judge in
Brooklyn.
And he just went on his second ever hunting trip with his dad and his uncles, and he was talking about how his whole life, one of his uncles has gotten under his skin, kind of has a poking kind of humor, and it wasn't until he got back that he realized that his uncle's behavior didn't change.
But his way of relating to his uncle had changed. His uncle didn't get under his skin this time.
But it didn't bother him, and he didn't talk to himself ahead of time. Now, I won't be bothered by Uncle Fred or whatever his name was. He just fully went into the experience as though it was his idea rather than dragging his feet.
That's really helpful.
And I'm really sure you've got a list of grievances with each one of your family members.
Yeah.
And if you're normal, you prepare yourself for the meeting. Okay, you kind of gird your loins. You get ready for it.
And you say, well, I'm not going to let them this time bother me, or I'm not going to fight with them this time. Anything you say you're not going to do, you know you end up doing, because what you say no to seems to stick around in our lives, not what you say yes to. What you say yes to completes itself. What you say no to, you're stuck with that. And most of us don't realize that that's the huge difference between change and transformation. See, with transformation, if you're a yes to how your life is showing up in the current moment, then life becomes an unfolding, like the petals of a flower opening. If you say no, you're ripping it apart. And most people, I'm afraid, are a no to how their life is showing up, not a yes. And around
yes.
Family, if you're a yes to how they are, rather than resist them, you'll have a good time. If you're a no, you're guaranteed to have a bad time.
I've already been bracing myself, you know, before I even realize it, so this is really helps point me in the right direction to relax a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have more to say about how to interact with family and some things that we've noticed. Can you come back with us after the break?
I sure can.
Most okay. Excellent. We'll be back shortly with Miss Erica. So
come
on
back. And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, a few shout-outs. First of all, Alex, our foreign rights for our book agent in England, and Fernanda, who's currently in Italy. I don't know if either of you are listening today, but we arrived at our door.
Got our Spanish translation of How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, and it says, ¿Cómo crear la relación ideal?
We won't try to read the subtitle because that would just be too painful, but...
And if those of you who are Spanish speakers, I apologize going in for my lack of Spanish pronunciation skills.
But, wow, it looks gorgeous. It's very, very exciting. So that should be available via Amazon soon for all you who are Spanish speakers or who have friends who are Spanish speakers. Also, it is our friend Kara's birthday today, so happy birthday.
Sarah.
And just to let y'all know, it is not too late to join us for the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer in New York City, the 6th through the 8th.
And there are a few spaces left in Group 2 of our Costa Rican adventure, but it requires that you do a prerequisite weekend workshop with us.
So if your dance schedule is filled in December, we have Transformation in the New Year, January 10th through 12th as well. You still with us, Erica?
I'm here.
Most excellent. You know, we were talking about other cultures, and around this time of year, I know that there's this, well, actually all year, they talk about being tolerating other cultures, being tolerant. And John and I were discussing that the other day about the nature of the word tolerance.
And tolerance, it comes from the same root as tolerate, which means that you don't like it, but you tolerate it. What does it say in a dictionary?
I don't know, but I'll look it up as we're talking.
Look it up as we're
but
talking.
But you know,
it implies that you're putting up with something rather than embracing it, rather than it's your idea. It's like, oh, God, I have to tolerate this. Well, maybe you can be a yes rather than a tolerate.
You know, it's like, it says it's to allow or to recognize and respect, but it also says to allow something that is bad, unpleasant, etc., to exist.
Right.
So
wow.
Basically, it's as if you're better and righter and more perfect, and your way is perfect, your religion, your way of seeing things, but you will allow this lesser or bad thing to exist. And what we were looking at is the difference where you're respecting or embracing another person's
differences.
For instance, I got my teeth cleaned last week, and the hygienist was speaking to me. And
it's a little difficult to speak.
Yes, she kept asking me questions. And then I realized, oh, it'd probably be smarter if I ask her a question so that she could talk to me while she was working. So I said, are you all ready for Thanksgiving? And she said, yes. But then she launched into how stupid her mother-in-law was because the day after Thanksgiving, she puts up her Christmas tree. And can you believe it that she does it that early? And my daughter's going there, but oh, God, how stupid is that? And I realized that was somebody who was marginally tolerating rather than embracing. And
you didn't say how Christian that was.
No, I didn't. But, of course, I had my mouth hanging open. But I realized that most of us harbor these ideas of what's better rather than wholeheartedly realizing that now is going to be part of her daughter's culture and something that will be a ritual that is really fun for her.
Yeah. Well, I feel like since talking with you guys today, if I'm not so worried about how the pieces fit together, it's just easier to feel the natural love that's already there for people.
Well, look,
I know.
Erica, if you go to your family's gathering and go like you're an anthropologist rather than you are, that it's problematic, you know, go rather to discover who they are rather than who you thought they were.
Okay.
You'll probably have an extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
Because you formed most of your opinions about your family a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not the same person, they're not the same people, but if you hold them as the same, you will look to find yourself right about who they were and who you believe them to be, rather than discover who they are in the current moment. And I'm sure they're amazing folks, because you're an amazing lady.
Thank you, and yes, they are.
You know, I obviously, Shine, I know you, and I know there's something else about you that I just want to point to that's going to make this holiday season easy. And that is, you're meticulous, you're detail-oriented, you love to do things with perfection and grace, and that's wonderful. But it's also time to recognize that you can't do it right and you can't do it wrong. So in that quest for perfection, you may put a pressure on yourself to get the perfect gift or to do it right or try to reassure yourself they're going to love it before you give it, rather than recognizing that your presence is the present or the gift.
My eyes are welling up a little bit now.
What was that?
Her eyes are welling up a little bit now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, your being there is really the gift. And if you make yourself crazed so you're only half there, you're actually stealing the real gift from your family and your friends. Because they love you, not for what you're going to give them. That's just a bonus.
Got it. No, that's great.
Awesome.
Well, you are. Great. And when you stop listening to the voice in your head that tells you you're not, you're really great. You know, if you take a look, when you're busy at work, and I know you, I know what you do, when you're fully engaged at work, you have no attention on you. And then you're brilliant. Well, if whilst you're with your family, you take your attention off your preferences and start being there to see who's there and discover them newly, you'll discover that you got some amazing folks in your life.
You know, one thing, I want to circle back around to something you were talking about the Norman Rockwell picture of what the holidays should look like. This is the first year, Thanksgiving, for those of you who are listening from Europe who may not know this, Thanksgiving is a big holiday in the United States, and it's the last Thursday of November. And it's actually a bigger travel day the day before Thanksgiving. It's the biggest travel day of the year. It's something that most of Americans celebrate. And this is the first year Shai and I are not either hosting a huge group of people or going to family's house or flying to my family in Oregon, or that we're going to be home celebrating together. And as people were asking us, what are you doing? I mean, there were years that when we were studying at the meditation center, we were in Bali where we weren't in the country. But it's the first time we've been in the country where we've just are going to spend the day with each other. And I found that when people said, what are you doing? There's the part of me that has the idea that the picture, what our plans, which feel so perfect to us, war with the picture. And it isn't just a one-time thing where you include your pictures. It's any time that picture gets evoked.
Right.
And it's also trusting yourself in the perfection of the moment, the perfection of your life choices. It's also that you can't do it wrong. So, you know, if you have, a lot of people have blended families, mixed families, divorced families, and if you're with one set of family members, you can't be with the other set if they live in a different city or state or country. So wherever you are is the perfect place, and wherever you're not is perfect too.
I love that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you both so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have a great Thanksgiving too.
Okay.
All right,
we have another caller. Let's take her.
Christina, are you there?
Hi. Hey. So I'm calling in from New Jersey.
Cool.
And I'm just finally starting to get excited about the holiday season. I hadn't really been thinking about it much. But the other day I was talking to somebody, just some backstory. My parents are going to be, they sold their house where I grew up for 37 years, and they're moving to New Mexico at the beginning of the year in February.
Wow.
So you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, well, oh, this is your last Thanksgiving that's going to be, you know, in that house. Are you okay? And I felt okay, but now I keep thinking about, like, oh, it's, you know, I'm never going to be able to have another holiday there.
Well, you know what? I don't know who that friend was, but I know you, and I keep biting my tongue to not say that exact same thing to you. Like,
okay.
Oh, this is your last one there. So I have a feeling that you're wearing this flashing sign on your forehead that says, oh, this is my last one there.
Sorry for me, for my parents leaving, because this is my last Thanksgiving at their house.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, we know you, and normally we often, like, really invite you guys over here, and part of the reason Shai and I are spending the holiday alone is that we wouldn't want to take you away from your last Thanksgiving there, nor would we want to intrude on your last Thanksgiving there. So it's definitely in the air.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
It's not a bad thing. It's just the way it is.
Right.
And the other thing is, you started with a statement, whilst informative, it was not quite true.
Okay.
You said that was the house you grew up in for 37 years. It was the house you grew up in. You're 37 years old, but how many years have you been not actually living at that house?
It's probably close to 20.
Oh, I haven't been there for probably 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really nice to have your childhood home there.
You can get sentimental if you like.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, if you had to move back in there and move back in there with your parents, you'd tear your hair out.
Right, no, no, I'm not interested in that. I mean, I love my parents, but no.
Because that's not where your life has, your life path has taken you or directed you. It's not anything against your parents. It's not anything against Brooklyn. It's not anything against that home. It's that that's not where your life is.
Yeah, your energy has moved on.
Yeah.
So it's about allowing yourself to enjoy it. It's such an interesting balance because Shai and I are getting ready to leave the Hotel New Yorker, which has been the home for Monday Night Alive and all our weekends, or virtually all our weekends for the last four years. And so there's this balance. And, of course, this is not your childhood home, but I'm drawing a parallel. There's a balance between not getting all sentimental, like, oh, so-and-so, I'll never see you again, and not trying to find fault with it so I won't miss it when it's gone.
Okay.
You know, 'cause there are different rooms in the
Hotel
New Yorker, and the one that we get most often is perfectly suited. And the other two, one has ceilings that are lower than we would like, and so anybody who's above 6 foot tall can't, you know, stand in certain areas up front because they'd hit their head. So last time I was there, I watched my mind go, well,
if they are 6'2 or over.
6'2 or over. Last time we were there, I was like, well, this may be the last time we're in this room. That's good. I started thinking, aha. You know, it's about directing my mind back to what is, not what was or what's coming.
Okay. That's great.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, too, is that we can have whole conversations with ourselves and whole sentimental journeys with ourselves to avoid things like our parents who might be aging, the infirmity of certain family members, just the intimacy of being with another person, including our family members, people we love, that type of thing.
Yeah, I see that too. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know something? Look, you can go to your parents' home and have a great time, and it doesn't have to be about this is the last time you're going to have Thanksgiving there.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Don't rush off to the future. You can have Thanksgiving in New Mexico.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, the other thing is I really see, I've been watching your mom do it because not only have they sold their home, the people who came in were immediately brought in contractors and were talking about ripping out the kitchen that your parents have lovingly just renovated. And she kept saying, you know, it's not my business because it's not going to be my house anymore. And she was doing her best to put her fingers in her ears and go la, 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 la. So she keeps bringing herself back to enjoying what is, to being happy with herself for having made the investment and made it perfect to her taste, and recognizing that it's not her business what happens to it after she walks out that door the final time. And I've really been admiring her ability to be present as opposed to sentimental.
Right. Yeah.
And it's been quite exciting.
So maybe you should follow her lead.
Yeah.
And not be sentimental.
Or you can lead her into being sad so that you have company.
Oh, no. I'd rather the
not being sentimental part.
Yeah.
And, you know, sentiment is just that. It's sentiment. If you're really there, no matter the circumstances, you bring that quality of well-being that you've learned to live in.
Yeah.
Bring that to your moment rather than some sentimental idea that you should feel sad because you're not going to be there in the following year. Hey, nobody knows what's going to happen between one year and the next.
That's true.
So forget about that. Enjoy your family.
And you know what? Don't even worry about enjoying your family. Enjoy today. Because
that's
when you enjoy today, when you get there tomorrow, you'll enjoy tomorrow. But if you're busy worrying about something like the future, you won't be there either.
Well, I'm worried about something right now.
Oh, you are not, but you are knowing that it's time
to take
a break.
Hey,
Christina, we super appreciate your calling in
today.
Really.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
All right.
Bye.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
I know we're having too much fun.
Oh, yes, we always have.
What were you going to say?
Well, it occurs to us that our books are great holiday gifts.
Oh, they really are.
So are our audio.
And now we even have it in Spanish, the most recent book.
I don't know if that's up yet on Amazon, but you can check.
I bet you it is.
But all of our books are available on Audible if you want the audio version. And I've been really enjoying audiobooks recently.
Right, we have.
And it's such a great way, even if you've read our books, it's nice to have them with you in the car
or
when you're jogging.
Ariel will read them to you.
I'll read them to you. Let me come join you on your jog or your commute. You can find those on Amazon or Audible because they're fun. So it's a possibility. Just wanted to remind you of the possibility.
The
also,
other thing that would
be
a good gift is the Premium Excellence Club.
Yes.
Where you get a video of us having a conversation with somebody each Sunday in your
email inbox.
And a chance to write us personal questions that we answer, and we can answer them for you either with your name and the city you live in, or we can answer them to you, you know, your first name, or anonymously, whichever you would prefer, which is kind of cool. So then people feel comfortable giving their first name out there. We do it that way, and if not,
you can even have it be a present from you to you.
There you go.
Anyway.
We have another caller. Let's take him.
Vin, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you calling in from, Vin?
I'm calling from Munich in Germany.
Excellent.
Now I can hear the smile in your voice, Vin. It's so nice to hear you.
Yeah, it's very nice to hear you guys.
Thank
you. Yeah, we have the first snow here this week on the ground, so that's very cool.
You're ahead of us.
Yeah.
We had a little
sprinkles, but you know.
It just didn't even last an hour.
Didn't really, doesn't really count.
No.
Not yet.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I love the audiobooks. I actually bought the one of them almost a year ago, and I listened to it a lot, and then I stopped listening to it for a while, and now started listening to it again fairly regularly.
That's cool.
It's just very cool, and whenever I listen to it, I don't remember having read that before or having listened to it before. So I just find that very cool. It's like a new discovery again.
It's like you're a new you each time you listen.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, Vin, when I open our books, because we're working on a new book project, and I'm like, oh, did we cover that in a previous book? So I've been looking through books. I don't recall writing it. It's new to us when we read it, which is really neat.
Wow.
If you're really here, things strike you newly because you're really here for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you. It occurs to me as you say that I forgot that in our most recent book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, A Transformational Approach to Dating, Relating, and Marriage, it also gives people access to more than 20 videos of us having the conversation with the people who are highlighted in the book and radio show excerpts as well. And that's really neat because you get to actually see those aha moments when a person's life transforms.
Yeah, that's very, very awesome to see that.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Regarding holidays, I didn't really have a question, but one thing I noticed really, which I actually find a bit funny now, is that around this time of year, I always seem to come up with this pressure to do something very special over New Year's. It occurred to me that that's maybe how I approach other aspects of my life as well. And when I get there, it really doesn't matter where I am, but just now this idea that I should be with the right people in the right country at the right party.
Now you are.
Okay.
See, the truth of the matter is there's only the current moment of your life, so you're with the right people right now, which is Ariel and myself and everybody who's listening to this show.
Very cool.
It is very cool. You know, I remember years ago, Ben, when I was being trained to lead workshops, and I'm talking more than 30 years ago, a lot more than 30 years, probably 35 to 40 years ago. And I remember that the group of people that we were in this training program together, we were split up into separate groups where we had to figure certain things out. We had different projects that we had to deal with. And I looked around, and every other group that was there except mine seemed to be a better group to be in. But that was before I had transformed. That was when I thought I wasn't enough and that where I was always the wrong place to be.
Yeah.
And when you transform, you discover, or at least you have the potential to discover, because this isn't true for everybody all the time, discovering that you're absolutely where you're supposed to be in the current moment of your life, which is really great. Because
There's this idea that something in the future is going to be better than what you got. But in truth, this moment is all there is, and if you're here for it, it's spectacular. And if you're thinking you should be somewhere else, you're constantly working on yourself as though this isn't it.
Well, I don't know if you were listening when we spoke with Erica, but she was talking about how sometimes she feels sad this time of year or lonely. And we were suggesting to her that it's part of the interconnectedness with other people. And this pressure to do it right and be in the right place and launch the year right is really, at that time of year, global. We are immersed in a forward-thinking, multicultural societies that are based in change, where something in the future is going to be better than where you are. And there's this incredible pressure to set goals to improve upon what you did this year. And with a transformational paradigm, and that's why Shai was saying at the top of the show that you can't mix the two, with a transformational paradigm, it's not about forward thinking. It's about getting interested in where you are.
Really? Like, this is the most important moment of your life, because it is.
Not midnight on the 31st.
Yeah.
This moment.
This moment is it, you see. And if you are here in this moment, and now in this moment, and now in this moment, then when you get to New Year's, you'll be in that moment, too. But if you're thinking that where you are isn't enough, and when you get a relationship or a new job or something in the future, that will be it, then even if you get that, that won't be it very quickly either. Because you're so quick, our minds are so quick to disregard where we are and what we've got for some idea about what's going to be better.
You know, it's interesting. We often create goals over top of our heartfelt desires. So as I'm talking to you, I know that something that's happened for you in this past year is that your relationship with your dad and your brother have really turned sweet. And that I'm sure that there were many years you had goals to improve your relationship with your family. And when you stopped trying so hard to get somewhere and allowed yourself to be where you are, those things happen naturally.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. That's really mind-blowing that it's that easy.
It is mind-blowing that it's that easy.
It is. And, you know, look, if you look back a few years ago, prior to having met us,
yeah,
you were constantly striving to get what you thought was going to make life better.
And you actually accomplished a lot of those things. You were a very accomplished man.
Yeah, that's very cool as well. So,
say that last thing again.
That is very cool as well. So, but yeah, I see that. It's just become so much easier and more natural.
Yeah, you know, I think somebody who hasn't accomplished a lot of things in their life might be more easily fooled into thinking, well, when they do accomplish them, they'll be happy. But you have accomplished so many things.
Yes, but you see, most of us never get over that.
Yeah, that's true.
We never think, well, okay, the next book we write, Ariel, that'll make it happen.
You always have that writing on our shoulder that we include.
Right, because we realize that we, too, think the way the culture thinks, that something in the future is going to make things better. But in our hearts, we know that's not the case. If we are here, when the future arrives, it'll be a moment of now. And if we're here for this moment, then we can be satisfied in that moment. But, you know, our Spanish books showed up today. I hadn't thought about them until they showed up. I never even expected it today. There was this package in the mail that our assistant brought in, and we opened it, and there were these beautiful books. but I never expected it today. It was just that another gift from my universe, because I wasn't off in some future that was going to be better than now. And,
yeah.
And the books didn't make my day any better.
You know what else came today, Vin?
What?
Our calendars for next year with
oh, wow.
My photos on them. Oh, my. I'm really
wow,
excited
yeah.
about them.
Really?
And we're going to have them, our transformational calendars, available for sale this year, too. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's really great to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Very nice.
And I am just so pleased by how good you sound.
Thank you. I feel great, I have to say. Just
yeah, you sound
really,
like you feel great.
Right.
Really lovely.
And see, when you bring your feeling great to life,
yeah.
into your life, into the circumstances of your life starts showing up great. If you're expecting the circumstances to produce you feeling great, they're not going to. They never have, and they never will.
Yeah. Wow.
So you got it made, my friend.
Yeah, that is.
Because you already feel great. You can bring that greatness that you feel into every aspect of your life.
You know, one of the things when we're looking at holidays made easy.
Yeah.
Is there? You can, in any given moment, you can either be childlike or childish. Childlike is bringing your sense of wonder to what's happening, and childish is me, 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 I want, win, want.
Wanting what you want as
yeah.
though what you want is going to somehow satisfy you. But if you've noticed children around the Christmas tree, no present satisfies them. They open it, and they're on to the next.
Yeah.
So it's really about bringing your satisfaction to this moment as opposed to expecting
yeah.
the moment will satisfy you.
And in this moment...
We're getting ready to close out the show.
That's right.
By the way, next week's show, everyone, is the roots of satisfaction. That's what we'll be talking about next week. Ben, really a pleasure speaking with you. A pleasure speaking with everyone.
All
happy
you.
Thanksgiving
yeah.
to all of you who
celebrate Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to you, all those who don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
And the international call for Holidays Made Easy is December 17th. So those of you who do that, put that in your schedule. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.